morning and welcome, welcome. It's time now for one of the pros in the segment that we call Car Talk. Brad Dungis with the Dungis family of autos, and we have some guests in the studio as well.
Right, we do. Of course we do. We love to have guests this time of year, or all times of year, really, but especially ones like this. I've got Amanda Daniels here with me today. She is the Bartlesville Teacher of the Year.
Congrats.
And congratulations to you on that great announcement. I think it's wonderful. And also Blair Ellis here from the Bartlesville School Foundation, who recently, last week, recognized Amanda for that great honor, and we'll talk about that. But it's March, it's truck month. We're off to a fast start this month, and there's a lot going on. I know I'm out in the community this week, and all month, really. We're getting going on that season where there's lots of stuff to talk about. We want to, first of all, congratulate everybody out at last week's Washington County Livestock Show. Great congratulations to everyone who exhibited their animals and all the hard work they put in, and the many scholarship and award winners, those who got their animals purchased through the premium sale. You know, it's a great time of year, and a great a lot of work that goes into that, and great kids. So thank you and congratulations to everybody who won last week.
Those kids were amazing, amazing, amazing. Talk about some hardworking young folks, and humble and very realistic.
Well, and Kaylee, our guest last week, she was outstanding. She seemed like she could have run for president. Or something.
Oh, yeah, talk about confidence and poise. I've not seen that in a high school senior since I don't know when. She was really impressive.
She's really good. But I know what you do, Amanda, is starting that process and working with kids, elementary kids, and in Bartlesville. So, well, first of all, welcome and congratulations to you.
Thank you for having me.
So you're here. Tell us, first of all, a little bit about yourself. I mean, how long have you been teaching?
I am completing my sixth year with Bartlesville Schools. I started out teaching kindergarten, and 2 years ago I was asked to move to third, and I'm absolutely loving it, even though it's a testing grade. I think it's crucial to have someone in the classroom in a testing grade that can ease the kids' minds. So I try to make it fun. I dress up each day of testing, and I correlate snacks that match my shirts. And I always just tell the kids that as long as I know they're giving 100%, that's all I ask.
Yeah.
And I can say I was pleased with my kids' performance last year. But, I mean, growing up, I come from some educators. My grandfather and grandmother were educators, administrators.
Yeah, that's not uncommon.
So,
Where were you from originally?
I grew up in Whitesboro, Oklahoma.
Okay.
Which is a very small town in southeast Oklahoma. I actually graduated with 17 kids.
Wow.
Total enrollment my senior year was like 186, and that was pre-K through 12. I'm
so
actually married to one of my high school classmates.
Okay.
So, but moved up here. He works for Phillips.
Okay.
And so I moved up here and got a job with Hoover.
Excellent. Well, and you've done great. I've heard from my employees that have had children in your classes how great you are.
Thank you.
And so it's a great honor. And Blair, tell us a little bit about how you choose the Teacher of the Year.
Sure. So the Public School Foundation, our role is really just, we kind of came in 2 years ago. The teachers and their professional improvement committee kind of organized the Teacher of the Year celebration all on their own, and they already do so much. They wear so many hats. We, as the foundation, kind of wanted to take that burden of preparing and promoting this celebration off of them. So our role really is exclusively planning and promoting the Teacher of the Year celebration, which was last Tuesday, the 25th. So we kind of taken that over the past 2 years, but the selection process still rests with the district's professional development committee. And they, I think, Amanda could probably tell us, but I think they go through an essay process, and there's an interview process, and it's a really...
Well, like the first step is you're nominated by your peers at your site level. And then from there, you turn in a district application, and then you go through an interview process with a committee. And that interview was on January the 13th, if I remember correctly, and we did not know until last Tuesday night.
It is a tightly kept secret.
Yes.
Wow. That's neat, then. It's great to be honored by your peers
yes.
and through the process of the school side.
Right,
that's wonderful.
Right, it is.
And that's it's great the community foundation, I mean, the school foundation can focus those resources and take some of the
burden
out of
that. We still want the school to have ownership over who's selected. They obviously know that best. But again, we just wanted to encourage the community to come out. And that's part of our mission is really engaging our community to support
that
our
teachers.
That
is what you guys do, really, is connect the community with the school system and provide extra resources to the school system so that teachers can do their jobs
can
better
focus on the
kids.
So
that's great. And I know there's a lot of other things going on at the foundation, too. But we'll get back to that in a little bit. So I mentioned Truck Month is going on, Tom.
And, Truck Month.
And it's a big time. We've got all our pickup trucks, the Super Duties, F-150s and Rangers have their incredible incentives on them from Ford. And we've got big discounts on them. Up to $15,000 off an F-150, which is really an outstanding deal. We've got great deals on Explorer, Expedition, and Escape, our entire lineup of Ford SUVs, incredible offers there. And you can check it all out on our website at www.dungeschoice.com, where you can get to all our showrooms, to the Ford, Lincoln, Toyota showrooms, and research anything you want. We're there to answer your questions if there's anything you need. But you can see all the vehicles described and priced out there. So there's if you're interested in that, you go ahead and check it out online. You can give us a shout then and set it up so we can be ready, have the vehicle pulled up for you when you come out on a beautiful day like this. I know nobody wants to waste their time searching the lot for your truck, so let us get it ready. We'll pull it up for you and make it as simple as possible.
And on a pretty day like this, nothing beats the smell of a new vehicle. You know, you open that door and you go, come home to Papa.
Well, that's true.
It does. It works.
It does work. Yeah. You know, that's one of the things we get. You know, I sit in lots of new cars, but it never changes.
No, it never does.
That part of it is amazing. And we do the best we can to relive that in our used cars. Don't want to forget that this time of year. It's a big used car time of year because tax refund money is out there in the market. And we're starting to see that people coming in. It's a great time of year for the used car buyer, really, too, because we're seeing some shifts in the market values. Right now, if you're looking to sell a car, we're acquiring inventory, looking all over the place. We have searches going on all the time now to add to our inventory. So if you've got something you don't need or you're looking to trade in or sell, we'll be happy to give you a cash offer for that vehicle. Especially need good quality vehicles that really aren't too expensive. Mm-hmm. There's a huge market for vehicles that we can sell under $15,000. So if you've got some that might fit in that range, be sure to give us a shot at it. And it's pretty simple to start that online too. You can just start the process, put in a little bit of information, and get a pretty good idea right there what the vehicle's worth.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can bring you in and check that out too. Mm-hmm. Do a confirmation on that. A lot of times get you even more for it once we've got a chance to interview and find out what's really going on with the vehicle.
Mm-hmm. So we got all that working during Truck Month.
That's right.
Everything's so many moving pieces there, Brad. How do you keep track?
I was talking to the sales team about that, and that it is, you know, there's some truth to what you say there. Mm-hmm. I mean, the incentive structure right now is very aggressive, and it's complicated. There's lots of different offers, whether you want an interest rate or a bigger discount. There's special rebates for people who have X-Plan discounts or maybe are members of certain organizations, the American Quarter Horse Association or the FFA, all kinds of different affinity groups have different discounts. And then we've also got some private offers that are out there. If there's something that Ford in their genius world has identified you as a prospect for one of their vehicles, a lot of times they're going to mail out offers to people specific to you. And we have a way to check that. Maybe you didn't really pay attention to the mailer that you got, but we can check that. If you're in the market for a car, you want to do that because Ford does take that information and try to identify people that are in the market for a car and send you an incentive to help encourage you to come buy one. And you sure don't want to miss that rebate.
So, no, you don't. Boy, that's a big savings.
They can be up to $3,000 just in private offers. So it is a lot of money. definitely. And we do have a great selection right now. We've got, I think, over 35 F-150s, about 20 Super Duties, maybe a few more. Great selection of Explorer. I think at last count, 14 of those, about 10 Escapes. So an incredible inventory on the Ford side. Other stuff, we don't want to leave Toyota out. Toyota has also really great offerings right now with on Tacoma, Tundra, Forerunner, Highlander. The brand new 2020 Highlander is out, and we're finally getting a few of them in stock. If you're interested in the latest technology, you're going to want to come check that out. Also got another Supra in. So this is our second Supra GR. This is a new model that Toyota has brought back that's a kind of a supercar for Toyota, a performance vehicle. Very fun to drive. we've got it on the showroom there, and it's available for purchase. And it's got it discounted $2,000, so a great deal on the Supra right now. Other deals and stuff people have been asking about, stuff like the Highlander and Camry hybrids that are going to be coming out. We haven't seen the hybrid Highlander yet on the 2020. It'll be a little bit later release, but we've got the RAV4 now, and the Camry's just a few minutes away. We'll have a 4x4 Camry hybrid here before long, all-wheel drive, actually. It's really going to be exciting. I think people really want to check that out.
You see, every time Brad comes in here, I say, can I afford five cars?
Give you some tips on the new product. Yeah. New stuff is always fun to talk about.
Oh, it is. It is. It is.
So we'll go back to the teaching side of the room here. And, you know, So what's going on in the classroom these days? I mean, you guys are getting ready for testing. You mentioned that you're in a testing grade.
So currently our focus is we have state testing that starts the end of April. So we're kind of in test prep mode, hitting those areas that we need to, which mainly for third grade, is vocabulary and comprehension.
Okay.
Thankfully at Hoover, we have amazing parents. So we actually have parents that come in and volunteer numerous days of the week to actually pull out and help give kids some one-on-one that as a classroom teacher I can't. I currently have 26 third grade students, so it's hard to do a lot of complete individual, but between grants that we get from the foundation, our title and parents, that's how we are successful.
Yeah, that's great. I know it's so important that parents are involved in their their child's education.
And we can tell a difference. If we can see that the child is getting support and help at home, it truly makes a difference in the classroom.
And it's so much just being aware and having an interest in it. I mean, I know a lot of times with my kids, they got past what I was really able to help them completely with. William with his calculus. Still, he would run circles around me. But the fact that I cared about it and could help him, find a resource, you know,
sometimes it honestly just helps your child to know that if you don't understand it and they don't, that's okay.
Right. That's what the teachers are there for.
Then we don't know. Let's go talk to Miss Daniels. And if Mrs. Daniels doesn't know, I'm going to find someone that can help.
Yeah.
And that's what builds the relationship in the community and helps to make a student successful.
That's great. And so as we prepare for these tests, I mean, you guys are really targeting certain things that they've got to accomplish here at this point. And a little bit more background on the testing is that, when does that happen? Third grade, and what are the other grades?
So the first time they take a state mandated test is third grade, in third grade until they graduate high school.
So they do every year.
Grade we take reading and math, and we have the RSA law, the Reading Sufficiency Act, which actually states if they do not meet criteria, that the state can say that they are retained.
Okay.
So we work really hard all year long to ensure that doesn't happen, and we have a very good success rate with that.
Well, I know the Bartlesville school system is one of the strengths of our community, and a lot of it's due to people like you, the teachers that have invested, you know, so much in our children. So thank you.
Like I always say, once a student in my class, a child in my heart forever. Because
all think of our teachers way, too,
the best thing,
right?
Being a teacher is having those students come back to you and give you a hug of a morning maybe you had them 2 or 3 years ago. And it's okay, maybe I did make a difference. You know, if I can make a difference in one life, then.
Well, you know you are. And to think about multiplied around our community and the resources that we that I know Bartlesville really does, is intentional about putting yes. those resources together and making it better. So thank you for that. And so tell us more about the Bartlesville School Foundation and what's going on with you guys now. I know it's springtime, so there's a lot you're getting ready for summer stuff. And
we try to pace ourselves, but there's always something going on. Right now, so we're just kind of coming off of Teacher of the Year, and right now we are gearing up for the Educator Hall of Fame breakfast, which also is important for recognizing our teachers. So Teacher of the Year recognizes our great current teachers. The Educator Hall of Fame breakfast is something we've been doing. This will be its 11th year, and we're recognizing former Bartlesville Public School educators for all the dedication that they put in during their tenure.
We always hear names there.
That's what's great about it. We get a really great crowd of people who know these teachers or had these teachers, and they come back and support and kind of reinvest in the public schools because they remember their great experiences from their teachers. So, yeah, this year we're inducting Marilyn Blackburn, Sandy Bliss, and then Betty Turk. So we're looking forward to some of their students coming back, their fellow retired teachers coming. It's just a really inspiring morning. It's early. It's 7 to 8:30, so we get everybody in and off to work. And one of the reasons that we do that is because a lot of it is about bringing in principals and current teachers. It's kind of a gift to them. So they are able to come, sit at the table, have breakfast, and kind of get re-inspired to continue doing their job.
Excellent. And you guys have big summer programs, too, I know, and I just want to talk about those a little bit if people are interested in stuff going on.
Sure. So we kind of wrap up the year and then we start amping back up for like our fall grant cycles. Mm-hmm. We're also just right now doing a spring session of Bruins on the Run. I think, are you a mentor?
Yes, I am a mentor.
Amanda is a mentor with Bruins on the Run. So that's our after school running program that we offer to fifth graders at all six of our elementary school sites. It goes really well with our superintendent's wellness initiative to encourage all of his teachers to prioritize their health and wellness. And so this spring, actually, the K-Life is doing a 10K, which they've done for several years. And Bruins on the Run are training right now for that. It's the same kids who did it in the fall. They came back in the spring, and they've been running after school for probably 3 or 4 weeks.
Since February 10th.
Wow. At this point. And they did the Central 5K on Saturday. How'd that go?
That went great. It was fun to see the kids this round in the fall. They weren't really sure. We don't really like running. Miss Daniels, can we walk? And the student that I ran with on Saturday actually went off and left me because her pace has increased that much. And she actually told me Saturday during the race, she goes, I think I want to run the streets when I get older.
Oh,
and we're
great.
Perfect, because that's what we're modeling after.
That's great.
To get these kids involved.
The huge, at the Willow Rock Road Race, there were hundreds of school participants.
Yes, I want to say that we had, just with Bruins on the Run, we had 48 teachers. They're all teacher mentors. Mm-hmm. They're staying after school. They're tired, but they stay after school to run with these kids and really interact with them outside of the classroom, I think is helpful. And then we had about 86 students running. And then again, it coincides with Superintendent McCulley's initiative. And so he then sponsors the Willow Rock 8K to allow all the teachers to participate for just the cost of a t-shirt of $15. And so they all did that. And then we're doing that this spring. So actually we're offering it again. The Public School Foundation now is sponsoring the K-Live 10K so that all of our teachers, in addition to the Bruins on the Run kids, we of course pay for their race registrations, but the teachers can all run in the 10K too. So
excellent. Exciting stuff going on there. So good luck to all the racers out there. That's good. And it's a good day for that today. But let's go back to Truck Month for a second there. I mentioned the great deals on F-150. You also do a zero down, zero payment for 90 days, and 0% interest with all these discounts. So that's a pretty good offer if you're interested in a great payment on a truck. Like I said, it's a great time of year. We've got big incentives, a great inventory. We've actually got 2019 and 20 vehicles on the ground, and a great selection. Everything from the Raptor to the all-new Tremor, which is a Raptor-like, I'll say, Super Duty truck. It's got a factory lift on it and some enhanced performance characteristics. It's a great vehicle. We're getting more and more word about the Bronco. Which I always want to tease people with.
It works. Those are so fun.
Well, we'll see that they're we're just seeing more glimpses of it. It's going to be revealed here soon, and the vehicle is going to we'll have on the ground by the fourth quarter, and should have a lot of fun with that. We're going to have a small version and a larger version of the vehicle. It's going to be really customizable to fit people's outdoor lifestyles and just about anything they do in their vehicle. It's going to be a tough, rugged vehicle, really in the original Broncos, DNA,
mm-hmm.
and very flexible, I think, to people's lives and really great vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing we found out this week on the Ford side was that we know we're going to have the Mach-E all-electric vehicle later this year.
The Mustang Mach-E, yeah.
And we had heard about the all-electric F-150 that is mm-hmm. coming a couple years out. But we're also going to have an all-electric Transit now, so a work van that an all-electric application, and a really great flexible vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
This will be another offering we'll have that is starting to come out and be known. I think it'll be really exciting. I think particularly for the commercial applications mm-hmm. on that van, it's going to be a really great vehicle.
That's something else. And now they gave you a glimpse of that Bronco. What did they show you, a headlight and a fender?
Well, we actually got to see it at the dealership.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Everybody had to put their cell phones in a basket.
It wasn't a production vehicle. What they do at these shows is they before they're actually being built, they kind of push them out.
I got
they're on a platform, and they push them out. And we get to see them, but they make sure we cover up our cameras on our devices. And we have to be, it's all top secret. You can, if you do an internet search now, you might get something that's pretty close to it. There's been some leaks. There often are in these spy shots.
Special spy cam. Caught a Bronco.
But you don't need a spy to get a good deal on a car.
No, you it's don't. All you got to do is walk right in or let your fingers do the walking on the website. You're pretty well set.
Pretty simple. We talk about our simple price stuff, and
mm-hmm.
that's just keeping it simple, transparent mm-hmm. in the purchase process, mm-hmm. really focusing on you and your needs.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we try to do and not make it complex. I know sometimes car deals can be. There's a lot of moving pieces to it, whether it's your trade or interest rates and all the complex incentives we
mm-hmm.
have. But we do our best to make that simple. And it really comes down to a couple things, which is what you're purchasing, what you're
mm-hmm.
coming with, whether it's a trade-in or not, or
mm-hmm.
any money down, and if you're going to finance and what that interest rate is, comes up with a payment. It's all math, so it's really not particularly hard. Sometimes things can be misleading if there's a lot of hoopla out in the market, I'll
mm-hmm.
say, and different kinds of marketing.
And by keeping it simple, you have to... big reduction in hoopla.
Big reduction in hoopla. A lot of simple prices.
Simple.
Low prices that are easy to get to.
Great.
And a great selection of vehicles and great
mm-hmm.
people.
Mm-hmm.
We talk a lot about our great team at Dungis, and next month we'll be entering our 80th year in Bartlesville.
80 years?
80 years in Bartlesville.
I hear that's a good start.
Over 90 in Oklahoma.
Wow.
And been doing this a long time, and it really is a testament to our people. We have a great team and some new members of the team. I want to welcome a new sales manager this week, Tom Nowell from Mississippi. His daughter works for Phillips, and he's relocated here to be. He actually started in the car business at Fort Sill when he was in the Army, and he's had an Army career and now been in the car business almost 20 years
mm-hmm.
in Mississippi, just south of the Memphis market.
Mm-hmm.
And he's relocated here. He's a great asset to our team.
He's
a great guy. The first day he showed up, he had his cowboy hat on and wore his boots, and we knew we had the right guy. He fit our market. And he's
right.
wonderful, and he's added to our team. And he and Michelle Gaines and Bruce Dungis are essentially the sales management
mm-hmm.
team. Stuart Gus is our used car manager and IT guy.
Mm-hmm.
Angela Blackard is our service director, and she's in charge of both service departments. And great team in service right now. Really proud of Andrew and David on the
mm-hmm.
Toyota drive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to remember everybody's name all
all the when you're trying to sometimes.
Well, that's okay. I mean, you got a lot of people.
Yeah,
you got a
over
lot.
75 people.
Yeah.
It's a shout out to them, and they're the ones who take care of people every day and really get it done.
Yeah. And, of course, we got that new value pricing on the oil change and tire rotation,
which is
a lifesaver in a lot of cases because when you just go in and say, okay, this is routine maintenance, by golly, you get a heads up. We did. We found out that the brakes are on borrowed time.
Well, that's one of the great things.
Yeah.
You know, people do need to recognize that with today's vehicles, you've got a lot of different kinds of oil and maintenance intervals have changed. We used to recommend everybody change, in this part of the world, everybody change their oil every 3 or 5,000 miles. Now some of them are going 10, 8, 12. It's all over the place. But your tires are still there, and they really need to be rotated about every 5,000 miles.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to extend the life of your tires for 20 or 30 or even more percent through the life of the tire. You also get a chance then to inspect the brakes every time the vehicle's in. And what we do there is measure the brake pad so we know exactly where you are in the life of your pad. And that, you know, we can track that each time you're in, and it's easy then to keep a record of what services you're going to need. So you get a heads up if you're going to need a brake job like Tom did.
I tell you what, those are lifesavers too, because, you know, we travel a good deal. When you have school kids, they have a lot of activities and they go a lot of places. And of course, we ought to be there to support them.
And
with those long drives, I mean, it's nice to have that heads up. It's peace of mind.
The importance of your maintenance is keeping all that going. And some of these things we can predict. I mean, batteries can be tested and tell when they're beginning to fail. You definitely want to inspect all the fluids regularly and make sure that they're the right color and consistency and that everything's operating properly. We do that full inspection on every maintenance when you come in, so we'll give you a report card on your vehicle with all that information, and then we keep it and track it so that we have that history going forward, and we just know that helps us know your car better.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And of course, you can find everything online at Dungeness Choices.
DungeessChoice.com. You can get to all our websites there, or easy to find us on Facebook, too. I know Bartlesville School Foundation has a presence out there, too. How do they get more information on you guys?
Sure.
Something we said sparked their interest. Maybe they're interested in the running program or just want to support.
Want to get tickets to the
on.
Hall of Fame breakfast. You can do all of that on our website, bpsfoundation.org. And our Hall of Fame breakfast is coming up April 2nd. So there's still plenty of time to purchase tickets. They're only $35. You get a nice breakfast from Sterling's.
Mrs. Turk was a great friend of my grandmother's.
Right. And I have one quick important question to ask Amanda, and that is, who is watching your classroom right now?
Yeah, what do we got?
Well, currently Mrs. Schrader is watching my classroom because I do have a student teacher, but
perfect.
Today she is actually back at college.
Oh, no.
She's doing
left
a class.
Them on their own.
Yeah, they're good. They know my expectations, so they're in good hands.
We'll get you back pretty soon.
Right. That's the measure of a good teacher, if you can leave the classroom for a moment unattended.
Yeah.
Congratulations again on your honor thank you for what you do for our children and our community and Blair for what you guys do and the focusing of all this great Bartlesville attention on our children and our school system. It's a great thing. We're all really proud of what happens in our community. There's a lot of other stuff going on this weekend. I want to give a shout out to everybody at the Price Tower or the gala. The big event is tomorrow night. And should be a huge crowd. I know there's a lot of anticipation for this great party every year. And with the Tower Center at Unity Square getting ready to kick off and all the great events down there, there's going to be a lot of talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll be right there by it. if you haven't been up in the Price Tower lately and looked down on Tower Center at Unity Square, just go up there and tell them, I just want to look. They'll let you in.
Bird's eye view.
Copper. You might want to actually check out the menu and have some of Nook's good food.
Yeah, yeah.
But check out that Tower Center at Unity Square. Another thing, Price Tower, I know the new chef is showing up today.
Yes.
So we'll get him off and going.
When does he start cooking?
Pretty soon, right? Okay. Not till April will we really get him going, but he'll probably be involved this weekend.
Okay.
I'm sure they
That's
want
great.
Him for the gala to help.
Oh, I'm sure.
All right, everybody, thanks for being a part of the show today, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1. American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.
Eve Kaifen, Elizabeth Warren is ending her Democrat.